there's been a lot of talk about the collision or incident on the boards with Foligno and Myers. Did you have any issue with it?
I actually didn't see it. I was sitting on the bench right kind of where it happened, so I didn't actually see exactly what happened there, but so I don't really have a comment on it. No, I haven't yet. I looked, couldn't find one, but probably see it later today.
Is it safe to say that in a situation like that, it doesn't seem like you guys are by any means up in arms?
I didn't see it, so I have no comment on it. I'd have to see a replay to give my take on it, but right now I don't have an eye on it.
Would it be fair to say that, in past situations when something significant happens, you guys would be searching out that replay if it was, the word was that it was a play that you guys would be upset with? You guys didn't explain that too well.
I honestly didn't understand the question.
Yeah. I don't think I did either. I guess I'm trying to say is like when a significant play happens or a dirty play that's obviously dirty, a lot of times you guys would have seen the replay already because you'd be going to check it out. It doesn't seem like from what we've talked to in the dressing room that stands out as a play that you guys would be overly angry about.
I haven't seen it yet, so I think with social media nowadays it's pretty easy to find one of those, and I haven't been able to find one yet, but I'm sure I'll see it in the next 10 minutes.
What's the internal message in the dressing room after last night's game today?
We know we didn't play our game. They played a solid game, and it's over and done with. We know what we didn't do. We know what they did, and we just got to come back stronger tomorrow.
Does that feel like a game where, I know you guys don't feel like you had their best, but was that the best version of the Minnesota Wild that you've seen in this series?
We know they're a good team. They're solid throughout their whole lineup, and we know that it takes our best to beat them. And, we just have to focus on tomorrow, being our best for a full 60 minutes and knowing that that's the only way you can beat a good team like Minnesota.
What was the biggest difference in the way that you guys played in Game 3 versus what we saw in Games 1 and 2?
We just weren't. We weren't as fast as we would like to be. We weren't as quick on pucks. Defensive zone, offensive zone, neutral zone. The key tomorrow is to get back to our quickness, get back to our speed, and that's a good starting point.
The fact that you guys have been able to get back to your game throughout the regular season, if you've had an off game, does that help going into this? There isn't any concern or panic within the group.
Yeah, we know that's a playoff series. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be games where you feel good and games that you don't feel so good. So, we have to focus on tomorrow and getting back to our game and finding our game that way. And that's got to be our focus.
Before that game, they had said they would need to tweak their game plan. Is that something you need to do, or is it just simply getting back to your game plan?
It's getting back to our game plan. We know we didn't play our best last game. They were quicker, they were faster, they were stronger last game. And we know we have to get back to what we were playing like in game 1 and 2.
After watching him all season, Mark, what do you know of Connor Hellebuck's bounce back ability?
Yeah, he's been awesome. He's been such a solid goaltender for us all year, and we know he's gonna give it all for us, each and every night. So we know he's gonna be at his best tomorrow.
Why do you think he's good at that?
He's a strong person. His mental fortitude is strong, and we know he's gonna come back even stronger tomorrow.